Blog Talk Radio.
NYPA, it's time to start the show, so search for the squad and listen out for the promo with the West Wild Spitter, spin his web into a chokehold. Collins Oak coverage on the corner, make it unfold. 5 o'clock, who gives a damn of what your man is saying? We spitting live wireless, leave him shot with the gamma ray. Ain't no runner-up, cause it ain't the closest to candidate. I block the deep and you draw like Japanese anime. It's just us and the rest, news off the hottest press. Zone from the boogie down, Kyle Holt and Philly West. Reppin' with the legends, classic interview session. Politics, sports segment, live phone, call up a question. It's the NYPA 95 connection. Real people, ain't no scripted cue call for directions. Just team on the grind, time till it's all perfection. Throw it past the satellite so you can catch reception. So touch ground with us, we kill challenges. I murder it for every number on your calendars. From west to the boogie down, they greyhound in this. We Google spot, anchor podcast, pocket this.
Welcome to NYPA Entertainment Radio, live here on Blog Talk. It's your boy KG, broadcasting live from the wonderful NYPA studios in University City, which is in Southwest Philadelphia. Thank you for joining me today. There's a lot to get into, and I hope everyone last week, enjoyed their Mother's Day. We were off because of Mother's Day, and we're back up and ready to rock and roll. A lot of things to get into since we last talked to each other, I should say. I still have plenty of music left for the May music playlist. So we got a lot of that and a lot of topics from what happened while we were gone up until currently as we're talking now. Let me say this. Now, I mentioned the Spotlight music playlist, and I announced it 2 weeks ago. It's going to be Nas and it's going to be Jay-Z. Those are the ones you'll be voting for. I will put it up. Originally, I said the 29th, but I'm like, nah. See, the 29th is a Sunday. Normally on Sundays, I upload the show from that day on all the platforms, and I don't want to bombard you and distract you and whatever. So what I'm going to do that Monday, Memorial Day, I will post up the poll. It will be on Facebook, Kyle L. Graham Facebook, Kyle L. Graham. Just look at Facebook, Kyle L. Graham, you'll find me. I'll post it up, and I will put up, and it's simple, just put Jay-Z or Nas. And then whoever has the most votes, all you got to put just a name, no comments, I want to hear why, is Jay or Nas, whatever. If it's a tie, I'll break it. If it's underwhelming, then I'll pick which one we'll put the spotlight on. Otherwise than that, the decision is in your hands. Now, with that being said, when I say the spotlight will be on them, there's a little bit of a tweak there. A little curveball. Well, yeah, we'll play their music, but the spotlight will be also anyone who associated with Jay-Z and Nas, and also any tracks that were produced and or written by Jay-Z and Nas. What are you talking about, Kyle? This is what I mean. Let's just say you pick Nas, right? And all of a sudden, I put on Getting Jiggy With It. Y'all gonna think, oh man, this man lost his mind. What the hell is wrong with him? No. Will Nas wrote the lyrics for Getting Jiggy With It for Will Smith years ago. You understand what I'm saying? If I put, let me see. I'm trying to think of one of Jay-Z's songs he wrote for Dr. Dre. Still Dre. If I put Still Dre on. Like I thought you were playing for listening to Jay-Z. Yeah, but Jay-Z wrote that. So it's anything under that umbrella, be them, anyone they're associated with, other people's tracks with them on it, the spotlight will still be on them. It'll be anything and everyone under their umbrella. So whichever one you pick, the spotlight will be on Jay, and anyone that falls underneath Jay or Nas. It's really simple. It's going to be a lot of fun for the month of June. So I'm going to post that bad boy up Memorial Day. I'm going to post it up, and then, you know what I mean? Let's get it. Choice is in your hands, and we'll see what happens. So that's what Spotlight Place is all about. I got a lot more coming down the pipeline. I'm telling you, it's gonna be a lot of fun. I got a few. Man, I can go on and on with the ideas I have, and I think you guys are really gonna have fun with what I come up with, what I have already. after the Jay-Z and Nas spotlight battle, so to speak. With a decision up to you. Like I said, all you got to do is just pick one, and that's it. That's it. Pick one or the other, type in their names, and we're going to rock out for them for the month of June. Also, I would like to say stick around for this summer. While I was off, a lot of things I was working on for you guys for this upcoming summer with a lot pop-up bonus shows that will be happening throughout the summertime. With the way things are gradually getting back to normal, circa 2019, everyone's getting back out there and doing things. I'm working on a lot of people's schedules. So a lot of guests, people I'm talking to, I'm trying to get your schedule lined up, either they're touring or they're back on a movie set or whatever the case may be. So it's happening, just trying to just nail down the schedules so we can have them on the show. I'm not going to say who it is. I'm not going to say when it happens. When I say watch the bonus show pop up, you'll be excited. And it will be on riverside.fm, which is the video, the content you can watch it on. And it'll pop up on Spotify also, which now will show NYP Entertainment Radio when we're on camera and doing pop-up video shows. So it should be a lot of fun. So you'll see the recordings, and I'll have a guest pop up. You never know who it's going to be. And it should be a lot of fun this summer. I have a lot of great surprises for everyone, like I said. So I'm very excited about that. And as always, if you can't catch me live on Sundays and you got a lot of stuff going on, don't worry about it. I have 19. I know I went up from 13 to 19. I got 19 other ways you can listen on the go, on demand, NYP Entertainment Radio. Subscribe, download, tell a friend, share a friend, share a comment, whatever. NYP Entertainment Radio is now, of course, Amazon Music. iHeartRadio is now picked up NYP Entertainment Radio along with Anchor, Apple, Google, Spotify, Dweezer, Pocket Cast, Overcast, CastBox. Too many names. It's 19. I don't want to tire myself out. It's too many. Y'all figure it out. Y'all know what to do. Y'all know where to look. But y'all want to listen to Blog Talk, you know, iHeart, Amazon, and so forth. Check it out there. On the go, on demand, at your leisure. Listen to NYPA Entertainment Radio. All right, let's get into it. Now, like I said, we weren't here last week, and while we were gone, shit happened. So we're going to go back a little bit to let you know what I'm talking about, my opinion on the shit, and then we're going to move forward currently what's going on. Capiche? Cool. All right, so we're going to start with the Dave Chappelle attack. We're going to start with that, and then, you know. So comedian Dave Chappelle, as everyone knows by now, was attacked on stage at a Netflix show in Los Angeles. Comedian Dave Chappelle was rushed and tackled by an individual while on stage at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles a couple of Tuesdays back during a Netflix first ever live comedy. Chappelle, 48, an unidentified individual, appeared to tussle on stage floor during the Netflix The Joke Fest before the individual ran away behind the screen. On stage, security personnel then surrounded and tackled the person in the rear corner of the stage. Chappelle appeared to run towards the altercation, saying the individual has been stomped. Oh, my God, he got his ass stomped, as you watched the recording. He asked repeatedly for security to remove the person from the stage. While the individual was being subdued by security, Chappelle joked to the audience that the person was a trans man. The comedian has been criticized for his remarks about the transgender community, and there was backlash last year against his hour-long Netflix special, The Closer, in which he said that gender is a fact. Police told ABC News that the suspect had a gun-shaped knife in his possession when he was arrested. Chappelle is, quote, fully cooperating with the police investigation, his representative said in a statement. The performance by Chappelle at the Hollywood Bowl were epic and record-breaking, and he refuses to allow last night's incident to overshadow the magic of this historic moment, the statement said. A Netflix spokesman also released a statement expressing concern for the safety of creators. We strongly defend the right of stand-up comedians to perform on stage without fear of violence, the statement read. Video circulating online showing that the chaotic scene outside the Hollywood Bowl after the show as police and medics loaded a person into an ambulance who was restrained and appeared to be the suspect. The incident occurred towards the end of the sixth night of the 11-day Netflix Is a Joke Fest, which runs from May 8th and features more than 130 performers at various venues across Los Angeles. Comedian Chris Rock, who performed earlier in the night, came on the stage with Chappelle moments after the attack and joke, "Was that Will Smith?" Last month, as we all know, at the Academy Awards, Will Smith casually walked on the stage and slapped Chris Rock across his face as the comedian made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith. Now, we all know that shit. Now, what happened to that cat that attacked, like a spearing attack towards Dave Chappelle? Now, I'm sure you heard, but not much really happened. It came down to this. So Dave Chappelle is not happy. With the DA because they won't press charges against the onstage attacker. Dave Chappelle's lawyer said the comedian is unhappy with Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon's decision not to file felony charges against the man who allegedly attacked him on stage. Allegedly attacked. It can be alleged if you see him attacking him. It's me saying that. It's a travesty of justice that Gascon is refusing to prosecute this case as a felony. Gabriel Cowell said in a statement, the city attorney who filed the case is doing his job, but DA Gascon should also do his job and charge this a felony. Entertainers in LA need to know this is a justice system that will protect them. There is no question here that when someone is violently assaulted by another possession of a deadly weapon, that it should be charged as a felony. Colwell echoed those comments to the Rolling Stone magazine, telling the publication that this is what Mr. Chappelle wants. Mr. Chappelle wants this case charged as a felony. 10,000 people saw Dave Chappelle assaulted on stage at the Hollywood Bowl that Tuesday night, and the assailant had a deadly weapon on him. The fact that this isn't charged as a felony case by the DA is insane. Isaiah Lee, 23, was charged last Thursday by Los Angeles City Office Attorney's Office with single misdemeanor counts of battery, possession of a weapon with intent to assault, unauthorized access to the stage area during performance, and commission of an act that delays an event or interferes with a performer. He appeared in court this past Tuesday for a bail review hearing, which remained set at $30,000. Lee is back due in court May 20th. He was already in court this past Tuesday, but he's going back May 20th for pleading not guilty to the four misdemeanor counts. Earlier this past Thursday, Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office announced that it would not file any felony charges against Lee. Quote, after reviewing the evidence, prosecutors determined that while criminal conduct occurred, the evidence as presented did not constitute felony conduct, according to a statement from the district attorney office. The office opted to refer to the case to the city attorney's office, which handles misdemeanor prosecutions. Attempts to reach the district attorney office, was unsuccessful. Authorities said Lee rushed to the stage at the bowl around 10:45 p.m. Tuesday while Chappelle was performing as part of the Netflix Joke Festival. Online video shows Chappelle being thrown to the ground by the suspect, prompting the venue security staff and Chappelle's crew to rush to the stage to do the assailant. Among those running to protect Chappelle was actor comedian Will Smith. What's interesting about this is that you have video of it and you have the victim want to press charges and they're saying, not really. It's alleged and all this, and it's not alleged. It's on video. Thousands of people have seen this. The witnesses have seen this man come up and spear him like a spear. Watch wrestling. You spear him, knock him down, and try to hurt him, period. So at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, I don't know what the holdup is. Because I tell you what, if some cat did that to Seinfeld, that dude's buried under jail before he get to court. Period. Now, I know what you say. I'm not trying to make it a black or white thing. However, you got this man on tape attacking someone. And this time, this comedian wants to press charges.
Rock didn't want to press charges. This time, this man wants to press charges, and y'all don't want to do anything? You know what I mean? Like, come on. Like, because now it's a copycat thing. I hate to say this, Will. You open up the door for people to rush the stage now. And unfortunately, when you go to your favorite local comedy haunts to chill and watch your favorite comedian, it's going to be an extra security presence there. Whether it's going to be at a local comedy place, whether it be at an arena or venue, near the stage is going to be a lot of heavy-duty security armed and ready for any fool who wants to try them. Because you got fools like this guy, and I hate to say fools like Smith, who think it's okay to walk on stage and slap someone for telling a joke they didn't like. And that kind of takes away the mood, in my opinion. You know, when you see heavy-duty security there, armed, I'm sure they will be, because you got a lot of crazy nut jobs out there. And it's messed up because they're offended about whatever. And I really think they need to press charges against this cat. He attacked him. If he wants to press charges, let him press charges. Let him. He attacked him. I don't see what the problem is. He's pressing charges. The guy attacked him. So we'll see what happens as time goes on. If they will, I believe they will. I believe Chappelle will probably press the issue enough for them to charge him, to charge this guy. And you need to, you know, see what happens. He's a young cat. He's 23. I don't know if it's a mental health issue thing, but I don't know too much about him because no one really, in my opinion, and I got to maybe go, you know, dig deep in this, don't know much about him. I haven't said anything about this cat. He's 23, like I said. No one really said he's offended or whatever. But maybe by Friday, which is May 20th, when he goes back to court, it may come up and come out on why he did it and how he feels and so forth. So there's a lot of answered questions still out there in terms of why it happened and all this stuff about the guy's background and so forth and so on. And hopefully in due time, a lot of those questions will be answered. So we shall see. So what I do want to see and what I do want to listen to is some of the new music I have available for this month's music playlist. I think you guys are really going to enjoy it. I got a lot. Like I said, I barely scratched the surface 2 weeks ago. So there's plenty of new music here for the month of May. Some left over from the month of April. But a lot here is brand new, so I'm looking forward to listening to it and hope you guys enjoy it. And now I'll be right back. NYPA Entertainment Radio. Wait a minute. Hold that thought. Let me pull it up first. I got ahead of myself. It's happening on live radio. I had it in front of me. You know, the computer just kind of moved it around. Yes, it moved it around. It did. I'm waiting for it. Where is it? I just had it here. Damn system. Wait a minute. Hold that thought. Here it is. Okay. Live radio, what can I say? I'll be right back. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Right here, what we're going to do is go back.
To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop.
a freak freak.
Oh boy, baby, it was all just so simple then. A teenage lover, you say, he's just a friend. He moved around and we kept in touch through his friend Mike. The world was young and we knew we couldn't rush, but whenever I got lonely or needed some advice, he gave me his shoulder. His words were very
up, got back together to get her back. I had the sweater, thought she rolled with bad boys forever. In many ways, them boys made it better to grow. I had to let her. She needed cheddar and I understood that. Looking for cheese, that don't make her a hood rat. In fact, she's a queen to me. Her light beams on me. I love it when she sees me. It's like that.
You know you rock my world.
I stared at the ring finger on her hand. I wanted her to be a big PM dancer. it my turn to wish you were lying here? I tend to dream you when I'm not sleeping. Is it my turn to fictionize my world, or even imagine your emotions? Tell myself anything.
Welcome back to NYPA Entertainment Radio, live here on Blog Talk. And as always, if you're unable to catch NYPA Entertainment Radio while it's happening, you're more than welcome to download on demand, either on Blog Talk or on any of the 19 other different platforms to listen to NYPA, excuse me, Entertainment Radio. Let's keep this train moving. Bishop David Paul Moton reportedly suing Kanye West, alleging a rapper used parts of a sermon he gave without permission. Bishop David Paul Moton claimed parts of the sermon were used for 70 seconds in total on the track Come to Life, according to Texas court documents. It amounts to more than 20% of the just over 5-minute track. In documents, Bishop Moton reportedly says it is the latest example of Kanye in the music industry, quote, willfully
willfully sampling sound recordings of others without consent or permission. The phrase, quote, my soul cries out hallelujah and I thank God for saving me is heard at the start of the track, and there are other snippets too. Bishop Moten also said to be suing UMG Recording, Def Jam Recordings, and Good Music over the song. Damages are being sought from all of them, adding that they haven't yet heard from Kanye West or any comments from Kanye. Come to Life is on the rapper's 10th studio album, Donda, which was released late last year. The one thing, you know, I would like to think that Kanye, being the professional that he is, he covered his bases to avoid a rookie amateur mistake like this, not to, get the right or permission, so to speak, to someone's vocals or sample someone's speech or whatever the case may be. I would think that. So it's kind of a rookie mistake. You would cover your bases like, all right, let me make sure, I get permission from this cat, give him money, the whole nine, and whatever the case may be. So I'm a little surprised. I'm sure there's more to the story than that. But it's interesting to hear that, Kanye just did it. I mean, maybe he did. Maybe he was arrogant and cocky. He was like, oh, nobody gonna pay attention, no, really, whatever. That remains to be seen. But usually sometimes it's like a rookie mistake where you'll take a sample of someone's speech or a song or something, thinking no one's going to realize and no one's going to pay attention, or what, I can just do it, whatever. Then to say a veteran who knows the game thoroughly, like, all right, I don't want nobody coming back trying to sue me or whatever the case may be. Let's ask them, let's pay them, and keep it moving. They say no, oh, well, we'll find something else. So I'm very, very curious to hear Kanye's side of it. If it was a mistake, if it was a miscommunication or some sort, that's something I'm really curious to find out. Because so far we just got one side of the story, which is a very angry bishop. You know what I mean? Where he's like, hey, someone is, using my voice and I'm, on their record, getting paid off of it. They even know the snippet, but I'm not seeing any income coming from it, so rightfully so. So hopefully as time go on, we'll hear Kanye's side of it. Speaking of Kanye, because what I'm about to say leads back to Ye, Pusha T reveals he's banned from Canada following 2018 show brawl, says Drake and Ye don't make good music together. Pusha T said that he's been banned from Canada after 2018 Toronto concert, that went down amid his beef with Drake ended in a brawl. When discussing his history of beefs with Jay Prince and Lil Wayne, among others, Pusha says he's been banned from the country following his infamous 2018 comment. So Pusha T went on to say he will want to collaborate with Drake if it were him beefing. Let me back up a little bit. Okay, so Pusha T said he's been banned from the country, like I said, following his infamous 2018. So he made a comment, suggested that he would want a collaboration with Jake if it were him beefing with the OVO rapper, but Pusha doesn't feel the same. Cool, I don't want it, Pusha said. I'm cool without it. When asked if there were at peace, Pusha added, I'm at peace. I want nothing. Asked why he's not willing to specifically patch up things with Drake rather than his current attitude of staying out of it, he said, because things that I don't speak on and things I won't speak on have happened since. For me, it ain't even about you. It ain't about, if it was just a rap thing and what it is and what it was. Y'all know that was cool. That's his quote, unquote. That's Pusha T. Does that make any sense? I'm reading and I got confused. Then he explained why he won't be playing any shows in Canada, Drake's home country, anytime soon. Then from Canada, he said, to which Nori, he was talking to Nori, suggested that he went too far on his diss record. I don't care. There is no too far. I don't play like that. That's why you don't play with me. Leave me alone. Leave me be. Because there is no too far, unquote, Pusha T. He said, that he since stopped talking to anybody who told him he, quote, went too far over the situation. Now, let me see here. Later on, when the subject of Pusha being banned from Canada was brought up again, the almost dry rapper said that he didn't want to get into it, but revealed that it was his manager who informed him that he couldn't visit the country. Pusha also addressed that Kanye and Drake free Larry Hoover benefit concert and why he didn't have an issue with his close collaborator closing up with Drizzy. Quote, I know how to compartmentalize everything, he said, to which Nori, when he's talking to Nori, suggested they needed to patch up their beef and make music together. Nah, I don't even think they make good music together, Pusha replied. That's the wildest part. There's not even a hot record. It was mentioned the record Glow from More Life, and the former Clips rapper simply replied, what? He conceded that Ye looked amazing, and it was good for the relationship between the rappers. Push elaborated on his recent response to Jack Harlow and Drake's song Churchill Downs, which many have received as a diss directed at him. He briefly told Breakfast Club that the song sounded old, and he reiterated those comments on Drink Champs. When I say old, it sounded old just to me. The flows, the raps, he said, it wasn't that it is what I think 4 years later after what I did when pressed for more. Nori pointed out that Drake's lyrics on the track are very much about him, not forgetting that Pusha did to him with his scathing diss track, The Story of Adonis. I don't care what they forgot, he said. Just being totally, totally honest, I don't give a fuck. I think they know it. Like, they know, all parties know it. Ye know it. He know it. I'm not playing with anybody. I'm not, he said, with that Kanye asked him to attend the concert with Drake last year, and he declined the invitation. Quote, it's simply because, like, at this point, none of this a game to me. He said, I'm doing my best to let bygones be bygones. I'm chilling. I'm good. All right, so all that was taken from a snippet from the Drink Champs with Nori. Now, it sounded like Nori was kind of, you know, trying to start some shit, kept pressing the issue. Like, yeah, he pressing the issue. Like, yeah, well, Drake said this, and you think it's for Drake? And he said, Pusha T was getting pissed off. Shit like this, I laugh at the end of the day. It's like, listen, you don't like someone, you don't like someone. Let it go. Not everyone's going to be friends. Not everyone's going to be kumbaya and hang out and party and none of that shit. That's not going to happen. Let that shit go. Stop pressing the issue and want him to do stuff. Is he feels some type of way. And it sounds to me is much, much more deeper than what is being told. And because he's being very vague, so it's probably had to hit home for him. Something happened that wasn't music related between him and Drake. You know what I mean? So something was said, something was done that we probably won't know, and everyone's being vague about it. And rightfully so, that's their business. We don't have to know everything that goes on in everyone's life. We really don't. We really just don't have to. At the end of the day, listen, go their way. They ain't got to be, like I said, they don't have to be around each other. They ain't really have to do anything. They could just keep it moving. So, well, man, peace be still. Just chill. He doing his thing. So he's chilling. He don't care about that. Then stop trying to force them to come together. It's something that's just deep. I think it's deep. Maybe down the line it may come up and come out. Who knows? But somebody did something to someone and did not go well with the other one at the end of the day, period. That's pretty much what it comes down to. And like I said, maybe we will know. Maybe we won't know. Who knows, right? So there's that. Diddy roll in Dr. Dre's $200 million loss in Apple deal. Apple Beats by Dre deal. Beats Electronics, the joint venture with Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine, was purchased by Apple in 2014. But when news of the partnership leaked, it cost $200 million in Diddy's reportedly to blame. An excerpt obtained by Imore from the New York Times reporter Trip Mickle's new book, After Steve, How Apple Became a Trillion-Dollar Company and Lost His Soul. The, quote, forgot about Dre rapper infamous video where he declared to be the first billionaire in hip-hop caused Apple to cut $200 million from the initial $3.2 billion agreement. Quote, it was a sum that Iovine and Dre could barely fathom. As the lawyers worked through final details, Iovine summoned the leadership team of Beats to his home near Beverly Hills. He told everyone that they were on the cusp of finalizing a massive deal. The only thing that could spoil it would be for word of the deal to leak, the excerpt read. Mickle claims Iovine warned the team, whatever you do, don't talk about this. And even told Dre, remember that scene in Goodfellas where Jimmy tells the guys, don't buy any furs, don't buy any cars, don't get showy, don't move. I remember that part, great movie. However, the next morning, Diddy apparently called Iovine, informing him that Tyrese shared a video of the Chronic rapper, which I do remember, celebrating the deal and his newly minted status. Stop. Let me stop right there. I seen that shit, and I remember that 7 years, it was 8 years ago. I remember that. And I remember at the time how controversial it was, about more of that in a minute. At 2 a.m., I got a call from Puff Daddy, who was screaming that Dre and Tyrese, a rapper, were talking about the deal in a Facebook video. Iovine pulled up the video and cringed as he saw Tyrese bragging about being drunk on Heineken. Who gets drunk on Heineken? In a recording studio. When word of the video reached Tim Cook, he summons Iovine and Dre to Apple's headquarters, Cupertino. I hope I said that right. The excerpt continued to explain, quote, he invited them into a conference room for a private conversation. Iovine was anxious and afraid that Cook was going to kill the deal. He told the music executive that he was disappointed and wished that Dre's social media outburst hadn't happened, but said the video hadn't shaken the convictions that buying Beats was right for Apple. Cutting out $200 million from the initial deal caused Dre not to become a billionaire during the time of the deal's closing, though. The reports suggest that the offer had been reduced due to Beats Music low subscriber count. I remember at the time this came out where it was word going around that he wasn't supposed to leak that. So, of course, Dre said something to bitch-ass Tyrese. Tyrese is a bitch-ass. We'll get that another time. Then Tyrese, and I remember that. And I remember seeing the video, and I remember all that, and he's bragging. And who gets drunk off of Heineken? Like, really? Who gets drunk off of Heineken? Like, I love Heineken, one of my favorite beers. Who gets drunk off of that? Come on, dude. So you couldn't be that fucking drunk. Obviously, you know what you were doing. And Dre shouldn't have said nothing. You play your cards to even to your closest friends and your homies. You keep it quiet and surprise them. If they don't say nothing, don't say nothing. Don't say a word. You don't even say your wife. You don't say shit. Like, they're working on something. I can't give specifics. We'll see what happens. That's what you say. That's what you do. That's how your real G will handle it. You don't tell your punk-ass, bald-head friends like Tyrese, who go blab that shit on social media, and you lost fucking $200 million, dude. $200 million? $200 million is a fucking lot, regardless of what you got. You could have been a billionaire, but you opened your fucking mouth. You told this fucking prick, and this fucking prick told everybody, and then boom, there you go. $200 million done. Then Diddy go, hey, Iovine, look what I saw. And then there you go. Everybody tell a rapper, tell a friend, tell a manager, tell your mom, tell your dad, and word has got out. And there you go. You lost $200 million. $200 million. Are you kidding me? I'm knocking somebody the fuck out. I'll probably start with myself because I blabbed it. That was just a dumb move. That was a dumb move. If your business partner is telling you don't say a word, don't say nothing, shut the fuck up. That's it. You just chill. And then you brag when the ink is dried on the paper. You ain't signed nothing yet. Don't go bragging. But that's a rookie mistake right there. As old as he is a rookie mistake. You shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up. Don't start crip walking and dancing and throwing glitter in the air and confetti coming from the rooftop with balloons and nothing been signed yet. You lucky they pulled the whole thing off. You would have lost everything. So there's a lesson, everyone listening. Yeah, just say, don't count their chickens before you hatch. Don't start crip walking, like I said. Don't glitter in the air, having parades down the street, and balloons drop from the ceiling if nothing is a final deal yet. You wait until shit is signed and shit is dried, and there you go. Then you start the parade. Then you start the partying. Then you start the bragging. Then you start crip walking. Then you start doing all that shit. That's when you do it. You don't do what this clown did. Don't know. Nay, nay. Don't do that. Don't do that. Mm-mm. However, now, moving on. I'm going to say however, but staying in the world of Dre, what I can say to him, even though he did a knucklehead move, was that Dr. Dre donates $10 million to new $200 million Compton High School. Now, ain't the same $200 million he lost. That's somebody else's $200 million. Ain't his $200 million. Although he lost, like I just said, $200 million a deal with Apple for his beats by Dre product. Dr. Dre donated $10 million to help break ground on a $200 million campus for Compton High School. According to the Los Angeles Times, the $10 million is for the school's new Performing Arts Center, which will be able to seat more than 900 people. The facility will be named, get this, the Andre Dr. Dre Young Performing Arts Center. Okay, $10 million, I better get that up there. I know there are no conflicting reports with some saying he donated $100 million. There are some conflicting reports with some saying he donated $100 million, not $10 million. Dr. Dre attended nearby Sentinel High School before transferring to Fremont High in South L.A., but he eventually dropped out of school. I've always wondered how much further ahead I might have been had the resources I needed in schools were available, he said. If I had learned more about the business, excuse me, pull this back up. You can tell I'm rusty today. My screen acting all wonky. Okay, there you go. If I had learned more about the business industry, I would have saved myself an extra amount of time, money, and most importantly, made a lot of friendships. The new campus for the 126-year-old school will have a new academic building that will fit up to 1,800 students with the possibility of an additional 450 more. There will also be a new gym, an aquatic center, a football stadium, and a track field. The rest of the project is funded through the district bond measure passed in 2015. School principal Rigoberto Roman said the new campus will be erected. It will be erected upon deep roots and outstanding accomplishments that have been established over decades. Let us embrace this change for the sake of our future and our children's future. This is the type of change to celebrate. The opening of the new built campus is scheduled for the beginning of 2025. That is awesome. That is awesome to hear that you know, you open up more educational facilities. We need that. We need more schools opening, less jails, more community centers, less jails, more parks and recreation centers, less jails. That is kind of cool that you see that. You rarely hear that, and I'm glad he put some money into that, and that's awesome. Here's the thing that got me. It was funny. In an article I read, he was like, oh, I wish they had this when I was in school. Well, you dropped out. Like, you dropped out. You know, like, no one forced you to drop out. Nobody kicked you out. You dropped out. You chose to drop out. So you could have stayed. Even if they had the programs, you kind of could have still stayed. And I'm sure there's probably a lot of programs in there at the time that could have helped you. You chose to drop out. So don't say that shit. Come on, homie. You dropped out. Anywho, but like I said, I'm happy to see more. And not just here, but I know LeBron has a school. Jalen Rose, former NBA player Jalen Rose, has opened up an academy in Detroit. LeBron opened up a school. And it's good to see entertainers and athletes alike giving back to the community, opening up schools and academies or whatever you want to call them. And that's what we need more, again, less jails, more educational, more community centers, rec centers, whatever you want to call it. You have it, give it. You know, just give back and build it. And I think that's awesome. That's a cool move on his part. It was a cool move on my part is going to step away for a bit, play some music. When I come back, I got a lot more stuff to get into. Stick around. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Tajay of the Mighty Souls of Mischief Crew. I'm chilling with my man Festo, my man A-Plus, and my man Bo. You know he's dope.
Yeah.
And right now, you know, we're just maxing in the studio. We're hailing from East Oakland, California, and sometimes it gets a little hectic out there. But right now, yo, we gon' love you on how we just chill.
Dollar 7 digits, call up Bridget, her man's a midget. Plus he got friends, yo, I can dig it. Here's a 40 swiggin', you know it's frigid. I got him chillin' in the cooler, break out the ruler. Damn, that's the fattest dog I ever seen. The weather's heat and Cali getting weeded, makes it feel like Maui. Now we feel the good vibration. So many females, so much inspiration. I get inspired by the blood too. Up front, you.
fight is ill. Presents the LONS big quest, nice and smooth and cypress still. I live in top of hip hop, this is hip hop of the state. I get props to hip hop, to hip hop for real.
Crazy niggas are the craziest.
Welcome back to NYPA Entertainment Radio, live here on Blog Talk. Yeah, man, remember, catch us live, and the pop-up show's coming soon this summer, Riverside.fm, Riverside.fm, and on Spotify, live on video. If you like the Kwame 101 interview, you're going to like the surprises I have lined up this summer, Riverside.fm, and on Spotify, video should be a lot of fun. Keep posting on that. It will be changing the game one episode at a time. You know what I'm saying? Diddy signs with Motown and launches new record label. Sean Diddy Combs officially returning to the music business after snitching on... No, let me stop. after snitching that about Dre, no. Officially returning to music business. On Tuesday, the Bad Boy Records founder turned Ciroc Vodka entrepreneur announced that he has signed an exclusive one-album deal with Motown Records. The deal also includes a new record label imprint, appropriately titled Love Records, since Diddy changed his name to Love in 2017. Quote, music has always been my first love, Combs said in the press release. Love Records is the next chapter. It's about getting back the love and making the best music of my life, he added. Combs retired from music in 2016, telling Cigar Aficionado magazine that his No Way Out 2 album would be his last. Quote, I want to stop at a great place, he said, and a final album is a great place to stop. I want to take a victory lap, do a world tour, and really enjoy it one last time, and then I want to do different things and have different experiences. He says he's ready to enjoy music again, and new label Love Records, quote, will be dedicated to R&B music and will release singles and collaborative projects from a collective of world-class artists, producers, songwriters, said the said Diddy. Quote, for the label, I'm focused on creating timeless R&B music with the next generation of artists and producers. Motown is the perfect partner for my album, and I'm excited to add to its legacy, Combs said. Motown CEO and chair, oh man, I'm going to mess up the name, but here we go. Motown CEO and chair, Ethiopia, Habati Mariam, I'm sorry, Ethiopia, quote, added, this is a major moment for Motown, as Diddy is one of this century's most important voices in music and culture. To be a part of his next evolution album is nothing short of monumental. The announcement comes as Diddy prepares to host and executive produce the Billboard Music Awards for the first time tonight. This will be on, if you listen to this live, it's happening tonight, May 14th. NBC. This will be like any award show. I'm bringing the love and setting the frequency at an all-time high, he said. Love Records. I can go with that. Why not? I can go with that. Love Records. That's cool. All right. I can go with that. R&B music instead of hip-hop. See, I like that. Because today's hip hop is garbage. Yeah. Y'all knew what I was going to say. Don't be surprised. As soon as I said today's hip hop, you already pretty mouthed the words I was going to say. Yeah, you know what I was going to say. Today's hip hop is garbage. Yeah, said it again. Come on. So R&B, which is not that many R&B out there as it should be, as it once was, I think it's kind of cool, and I think. I can see that the Love Records, you got to be R&B, can't be hip-hop, got to be R&B, got to be great R&B music with makeup, breakup, first time meeting, you know what I mean? So it should be cool. And I'm curious to see what artists are going to get, new, current, and icons. And I'm sure you can pull that in and so forth. I'll peek my head into this Billboard Awards later on because he's executive producing and hosting it, and it should be fun and just to see who he brings out on stage and so forth. But kudos and then tip my hat to Diddy with the positive moving forward with the Love record and so forth. So that Love Records, that should be cool, and I'm curious to see his it was drops from his album, let alone who he works with the his new label. That should be cool. Wu-Tang Ghostface Killer cuts a ribbon at his new NYC coffee shop with Mayor Adams. Staten Island, New York, Wu-Tang Clan's Ghostface Killer, or as his friends call him, Dennis Coles, celebrated the opening of Killer Coffee Shop. That's Killer Coffee with a K shop in West Brighton along with community members and elected officials on Monday. After more than a year of exclusively selling their artisanal ground coffee online, co-owners Coles, Ross Filler, and Sean Wiggs decided to plant roots, opening the company's flagship store in Staten Island. Coles received a proclamation from Mayor Eric Adams and a citation from Rep. Nicole Melitakis, which is Republican for Staten Island and South Brooklyn, thanking the Wu-Tang member for his contribution to music and congratulating Killer Coffee Shop's grand opening. Adams commended Coles for giving back to his community, describing him, quote, as an institution and inspiration. Quote, there's so many people coming out here seeing a performer, a young person or a young person who grew up here, who lived in public housing and went to public school and now is able to have a business out here just coming back to the community. That's what it's all about. So we just want to say thank you. Thank you for reinvesting, the mayor said. A representative from City Councilman Camilla Hanks' office presented a citation to Coles. Gary Perrone, Executive Vice President and General Manager of Staten Island Entertainment, which owns Staten Island Ferryhawks, also attended the ribbon cutting. He gifted Coles a Ferryhawks hat and jersey and announced that the naming of Shaolin Alley at the ballpark is in honor of Wu-Tang Clan. Coles thanks everyone, says he felt grateful and humbled. Quote, I love each and every one of y'all for coming. God bless, he said. When asked about the sacrifice of Staten Island, Wiggs said it means more culture and more flavor and more attention for Staten Island because that's exactly what Wu-Tang and Ghostface and everybody's been bringing. Co-owner Filler said the shop is not officially open to the public yet, but to stay tuned. In the meantime, the company's four flavors, vanilla, supreme dark roast, marvelous medium roast, and marble cake can be purchased on the company's website. That is fucking awesome. I'm not a coffee drinker, and I wish I was, but this moment is just tasting. I'm not. I don't drink coffee at all. I never was a big coffee fan. Shout out to my man Ghostface, one of my favorite MCs. That's what I like to hear. Entrepreneurship, giving back. I just said this with Dre. Giving back, opening your business, and going back to what I said in the previous episode, maybe 2 weeks ago or whatever, is you need different streamlines of income to come in. You can't just stick, especially in the industry, you can't just stick to making music or whatever, or just writing or this. You need different streams of income. So sometimes that mainstream dries up and everything's go cold and that's it. So it's good to, you know, take that money, flip it, put it in other business ventures and open up different streams of income to come in. And that's cool, man. And like I said, I wish I was a coffee drinker and I would try it. Not a coffee drinker at all, unfortunately, but I wish I was. I would go in the line and try it and let you catch to know how it tastes and so forth and so on. But again, big fan, huge fan of Ghostface Killer. And that's what I like to hear. Mm-hmm. Giving back, doing their damn thing and having a coffee shop, hopefully more will open throughout Staten Island, throughout New York City and globally. Period. Like this walk-in stores and so forth. Catch your name, Killer Coffee. That's cool. And I dig it. And I dig that. Like I said, I just wish I had that coffee. All right. So I'm gonna step away. And when I come back, I have a few more things I want to get into. So stick around. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Bomba cloud, shoot up on fire, man.
Baby girl, you will never not know that. You may tell me that whenever. Some will love one forever. Step up for that in the area. They may stop getting them out there. I love the girls them forever. But I let love go, baby. Who let the love stay? But I let the love keep on shining bright along the way. Rock them up and miss up getting all the girls them DJ. I said, darling, tell me, darling, my baby. Hope it, darling, tell me, darling, my baby. I miss the darling, my Mary. I miss the darling, my lady.
the cats and down the pumping. The girls that tell me that they want the milk and not the honey. She come to the place and hold the general and get the honey. So Mr. Cat, you are my one and my only. She said I like it when you're driving me crazy. Oh baby girl, you know I love you madly. I said I love it like all the fish, them just a swimming on the sea. And I love it like all the pocket money, love some money. And I love it like all the crimps, I know it love a baby. If all of the girls don't leave and they should go across the sea. No matter baby girl, you want my one and only. Cause you're my dolly, you're my dolly, you're oh, baby. Honey, my dolly, you're my dolly, you're oh, Mary. I'm Mr. Dolly, my baby. Honey, you're dolly, Mr. Dolly, my baby. But I said let love go, baby, let the love stay. And I let the love of people turn right along the way. Come up and Mr. Cat, all the girls and DJ. You're my dolly, you're my dolly, my lady. Honey, my dolly, you're my dolly, my baby. I'm Mr. Dolly, my Mary. I'm Mr. Dolly, my honey. I said the skirt that you're killing me with charms. When I'm on wall around, I have arms on me arms. On the loving and the kissing and the thing that wasn't gone. No one dance to leave, I miss her from out of me arms. I miss you send the loving baby girl.
Bling, bling, who's that with Super Cat?
They're right,
Jeff Black, where my troopers at?
Uptown,
oh, they got my back, but I'm still trapped. Got the real fat, fat track for my ill rap black. Ain't no shame in my game, Jesse West is real. You think that I will scoop your girl? Oh, yes, I will. Check it, check it. It's just hectic, I'm a racket. I make fellas jump up and girls get my naked. So, ring it round the rosy, pocket full of dozy. You know me, I'm low-key. I'm smoking like a Sony. There is no way you can see me like Stevie. Wonder how I'm living dick. Oh, I'm living lovely. It's a bad boy. 93, we coming through. Can't get with the flavor, dude. Hit you on the one and two. Then you on the mission. And you think I'm crazy. Don't forget. Dally, 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 my baby.
You crazy.
Nah, nah. Puff Daddy Hop. Blink, Super Funk, I took off with Mad Prop. I beat the funky block remix. Get my man remix. It's the high set that they get on your radio. It's the bad boy, so making that noise, so 93, so act like you know, bro. Daddy rolling through a Super Cat in every day. So what you say, what you say? I love it when you call me Big Poppa. The showstopper, the rhyme dropper. Super Cat pass the clock. I see you shivering. Check the flavor, Biggie Smalls is delivering. Lyrical lyrics, just blowing lyrics out my larynx. Chubby competitor, quick to kick the chump in the chest. Yes, it's bad boy,
right.
On to the core. Yeah, me can't take it no more.
Out.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake that thing, yeah. Donna, Jody and Rebecca. Woman, get busy. Just say that booty non-stop. When the beat drop, just keep swinging it. Get jiggy. Get drunk up, percolate. Anything you want, because it's hostility. If I don't take pity, more to see you get life on the rhythm of my ride. And my lyrics up about electricity. Yeah, nobody can do you nothing, cause you don't know your destiny. Yo, sexy ladies want war with us, inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us, to get next with us, them can't vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame, girl I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on, till the early morn, let's get it on, till the early morn, girl it's a good, just turn me on, girl don't sweat it, don't get agitated, girl go out, rotate, car anything you want, you know you must get it. Come in my mention, don't ease the tension, girl run the program, just go out with it. Yo, have a good time, girl, free up on your mind, cause nobody care, this your man won't let it. You are the number one girl, wave your hand, make them see the wedding band. Yo, sexy ladies want par with us, inna the car with us, them now war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us, to get next to us, them now vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame, girl I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on, till the early morn, let's get it on, till the early morn, girl it's a good, just turn me on. Come on, get busy, just say that booty non-stop, when the beat drop, just keep swinging it. get jiggy. Get drunk up, percolate anything you want, because it's oscillating if I don't take pity. Want to see you get life when the rhythm is a ride. I'm a lyric top of body electricity. Y'all nobody can tell you nothing, cause you don't know your destiny. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bond, I ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it sees my fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on. Till I earn them on, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till I earn them on. Girl, it's all good, just turn me on. Yo, shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, yo. And I better shake that thing, miss. Donna, yo, miss. You're the only one named Rebecca, yo. Shake that thing, yo. Yo, and I shake that thing, yo. And I better shake that thing. Bitch, can I touch yo, yeah, hey, yo, what we gonna say then? Sexy ladies want war with us, inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us, to get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bond, I ignite my flame, till I call my name, and it is my fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on, till I earn them on, let's get it on, let's get it on, till I earn them on, girl, it's all good, just turn me on. Yo, sexy ladies want war with us, inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us, to get next with us, them not vex with us. From the day my bond, I ignite my flame, till I call my name, yo, it is my fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on, till I earn them on, let's get it on, let's get it on, till I earn them on, it's all good, just turn me on.
Smacking Mike and making men of them. Tears and fears for my peers, they risen. You think that it is, if not it isn't. Race for the border, my daughter cause beats are banging out. Cheeks rocking beats in a season, it's time for hanging out. Gather, or rather, for my circle around out loud. Just cause brothers or others could never ever rock a crowd. Is it because he's running off with the mouth? Or was he really clearly trying to play a nigga out? No, shut him down, the king with the crown. Cause all you wanna be is Dickie Down. A friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme, so I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was Mecca and then it went this way. Recollect a Mecca mic check on a windmill skill. Mac the steps wearing Godfather hats. It's okay to parlay the forte better. Tell her my nigga need a sweater tougher than leather. Swing another Bobby King thing and I wreck. But just like the white one, I get no respect. Money stay awake cause the other niggas are fake. From Hollis to the Beacon, know your dumb ass is leaking. CL and one DMC, so rush it. Big time way before hammer got to touch it. Remember the faces in all types of places. Look, ma, no shoelaces. And I'm... Sucker MC could never swing with D, because of all the things that I bring with me. Only G.O.D. could be a king to me. And if the G.O.D. be in me, then the king I be. The microphone is granted when it's handed to me. I was planted on a planet and I plan to MC. The MC fiends only seem to agree that I rock of the world and the society. I rage us on the stages with a tuna verse. I give praises from these stages to the universe. My voice is raw, my lyrics is law. I keep it hardcore like you never saw. You wanna be, you wanna be, you know you wanna be. You wanna be, you wanna be, you know you wanna be.
I went to John Jay University, and since kindergarten I acquired the knowledge, and after 12th grade I went straight to college. Down with the kings on the mic, a full swinger, the B to the R, not an R&B singer, the R to the UNDMC, and the fly human being, tonight I hold the key. Flowing with the funk track, hit a soul brother black, pick up the bass, better yet do the bass. So let me put my big black twinkie on into the early morning, had the skin zoning, Mecca, yo, you want the Mecca, yo, I make a funky beat so we can blow, check it out. Deep rocks, the boot knock, put you in a headlock, and now all the yada yada flock, cause I'm down with the king.
NYPA Entertainment Radio live here on Blog Talk. Let's keep this train rolling. Snoop Dogg buys big ownership in Ice Cube's Big Three League. Snoop DWG and his Mount Westmore groupmate Ice Cube are about to be a lot closer. Now that Snoop is a part owner of in Cube's Big Three Basketball League, Snoop and PayPal co-founder Ken Howlery dropped $625,000 together to purchase a 40% stake in Big Three team. I can't pronounce the name. Bayou Vac that went winless last season due to injuries. Big Three opened the floodgates for people to grab a stake in the franchise team through NFTs, which is exactly what Snoop and Ken did. They weren't the only ones either. Pablo NFT Hubs, D-Gods, Gary Vaynerchuk, and V-Friends, Bill Lee, and my Doge/Doge Coin, I might pronounce that wrong, and Krause House, all got in the spending spree, copying all 25 fire tiers of the Killer Threes, Trilogy, Alien, and Ball Hogs, respectively. Snoop have become one of the spaces most avid NFT collectors, even touting his newly rebought Death Row Records will be a 100% NFT label. Snoop and Howery reportedly purchased all 25 fire of Bayou Vic priced at $25,000 each. In other words, the team stock was divided into blockchains for sale. Remaining additions will be available became available last Saturday for May 7th for hungry Discord members. Big Three action starts soon, June 18th, and now it will have a healthy dose of Snoop D-O-double-G, or as I call him, Snoop Dogg. Again, you put your income into something, you put your money into something for different streams of revenue and income or what have you. And this NFT thing is a huge thing, and you got to invest in certain things. You can't just stick to music or whatever. You need different streams of revenue coming in, and some people I read today on the show of doing that, and I think it's a good example. You take your money, you invest it, you flip it, you find something, and you open that stream up and let it run. And that's cool to see him and Q working together and seeing entrepreneurship at its best with African-American millionaires. You dig what I'm saying?
So I feel that. I like that joint. That joint is smooth. That's cool. Good shit, man. That's some good shit. That's the dog. Moving on. Mike Tyson won't be charged for punching a fellow airline passenger. Authorities would not file criminal charges against former heavyweight champ Mike Tyson after he was recorded on video punching a fellow first-class passenger aboard a plane at San Francisco International Airport last month, prosecutors announced this past Tuesday. The San Mateo County District Attorney's Office said it has closed the case and decided against pursuing charges based on, quote, the circumstances surrounding the confrontation, unquote. Quote, these include the conduct of the victim leading up to the incident, the interaction between Mr. Tyson and the victim, as well as requests of both the victim and Mr. Tyson that no charges be filed in this case, unquote, District Attorney Stephen Wagstaff said in a statement. Police previously said that the victim had provided few details about the altercation and refused to cooperate with the investigation. Representatives for Tyson previously said the boxer was on a flight with, and quote, an aggressive passenger who began harassing him and threw a water bottle at him while he was in his seat. The April 20th video shows Tyson leaning over the back of his seat, repeatedly striking an unidentified man in the head, drawing blood. The footage was first shared on social media, which said it was recorded on a JetBlue plane bound for Florida. Prior to the physical altercation, the other passenger was seen on the video standing over Tyson's seat, waving his arms and talking animatedly while the former boxer sat quietly. Attorneys for Tyson praised the district attorney's decision in a statement on Tuesday, thanking the law enforcement for careful, diligent, and professional work. Another passenger on the flight, Sarah Birchfield, said that she had seen the man who Tyson punched in the airport bar earlier appearing loud and quarrelsome. Ooh, that's a big word, quarrelsome. Wow. She dig deep in her vocab bag for this shit. Anyway, when I boarded the flight, I thought, oh, no, the drunk guy is on our flight. He went from quarrelsome to the drunk guy. Anyway, since Tyson, 55, retired from boxing, he has worked as an actor, podcaster, cannabis entrepreneur. He was in San Francisco in April for the annual 420 Cannabis Festival in Garden Gate Park, where he was promoting his cannabis brand, Tyson 2.0. Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history in 1987, at the age of 20 during his career. He had 50 wins, 44 of them by knockout. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, by knockout. And it's your fault that you guys did not mention this about NYPD. No, I made that up. I mean, he shouldn't have been pressed charges anyway. The guy clearly bothering him, and every passenger on there has mentioned that Tyson was just minding his business. As sirens go by, as I'm recording in my studio, it's a real life live show happens. Some shit going on in Philly somewhere, but it ain't here. So don't worry about it. I'm glad he didn't. I don't think he would. The guy kept messing with him and kept fucking with him and poking the bear, and the bear stroke. And like I said, you guys' fault. You guys should have told that man to listen to NYPD Team Radio every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. You got 19 different ways of listening. If you can't listen to it live, you can do it on demand. So, you know, thank God, you know, because I've been looking at you guys like, see, this wouldn't have happened when I tell you to share, download, share, and tell everyone, they can get the wisdom that I'm giving out every week. Listen about Mike Tyson. You don't bother that man. The man is in phenomenal shape. You say hi and bye, champ, and leave that man alone. That's it. You don't bother him. You don't go to the zoo and be like, hey, Mr. Grizzly Bear, hey, Mr. Lion, and start poking him and jump in there. Like, ah, well, some fools do, but we don't get into that right now. But normal folks are sane in the head and sober. You don't do that. So, again, I just want to hold you guys accountable for that. I still do. You tell them to listen to NYPD Team Radio live every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Block Talk or any other platform that have podcasts or internet radio, as I used to call it. Moving on, staying in the world of boxing, and this is interesting. Evander Holyfield's son, Evan Holyfield, suffered a brutal knockout loss.
brutal knockout that I've seen this morning. I didn't see the fight, but I came across my timeline, and I had to read this. 24-year-old Evan Holyfield is trying to follow in his father's footsteps, but he's already suffered a major setback in his career. On Saturday, last night, listen to this live, Evan suffered the first loss of his career when he was knocked out in the second round on his fight against journeyman boxer Jermaine McDonald. Holyfield protested the stoppage, but it was too late. Now, sometimes you shouldn't bother to follow your father in their footsteps. You know, I don't know, maybe he's a doctor. You'd be a doctor. He's a lawyer. You'd be a lawyer, business, real estate banker. You do that. You get family business. Sometimes, boxing is not for everyone. And the way that this dude got knocked the fuck out in a few seconds in the first round, he's 24 years old. At that moment while he's kissing the canvas, I'm sure he's reevaluating, like, you know what? I'm getting out of the family business. I'm going to take what money I have and invest it in something else. And, hey, it was a nice try. And I move on. You know, there's no real life creed over here. I'm getting the fuck out of the business. He should be thinking that. And if he was wise, he should do that. Because after that hit and looked brutal, it's like, dude, you really want to continue doing this shit? Sometimes some boxers would tell their kids, protest to the kids, don't get into it. It's a violent sport. I mean, my Tyson said that about his kids. Don't get into it. It's a violent sport. He got into it necessity-wise, you know, to make ends meet. He was very poor. Same thing with Evander Holyfield. And they try to build a better life for their kids so they don't have to do that. You know, go into business, go into entertainment, go into something that won't put your body on the line and risk your health and well-being. And maybe wanted to prove something. I don't know. It's a brutal, violent sport. And the guy's 24. Like I said, I'm like, all right, dude, if this don't jar you, I don't know what is. I don't know what will. You still got all your faculties together. Pack your shit and just move on and do something else. It's my opinion. That's just my opinion. It's brutal. We'll check it out online. Evan Holyfield gets knocked the fuck out last night. Look it up. You'll see how brutal it was. A few seconds in the first round, the fight started, and it didn't last long. It was like old school Tyson and back in the 80s, not going to catch out as soon as the bell rings. And that's how bad it was. Yeah, that bad. Rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine washes cars on his birthday, gives workers $50,000. Celebrating his birthday is all about spending time with the family you love, and why not receiving presents. But Tekashi 6ix9ine didn't want any of that and decided to give back, volunteering to wash cars and giving $50,000 to car wash workers. It might just be the ghost of his past choices are haunting him, but Tekashi 6ix9ine wants to give back as much as he can. Less than 2 weeks ago, the rapper shared a video of how he's handing out $10,000 in cash to some kids who were getting out of school. At the time, he was driving his custom Lamborghini Aventador SVJ. If I can't pronounce it, I ain't going to drive it. For his 26th birthday, which was May 8th, the rapper, whose real name is Daniel Hernandez, didn't want to sit around and throw a major star to the birthday bash. Instead, he decided to volunteer at the car wash. He documented it on all his social media, saying that a lot of people don't get the opportunity to take a day off on their birthdays. He kept the video, happy birthday to me. At the end of the video, he gave away $50,000 to hardworking people that had to work every day on their birthday, he added. I'm nothing special. Everybody wants to drink like a Mexican until it's time to work like one. He even spoke Spanish to the workers as he handed out the money. We didn't fail to notice the irony that the rapper had arrived at his job in a yellow McLaren 720S, the supercar, which seems to be among his favorites, is powered by a 4.0 liter twin turbocharged V8 engine that sends 17 horsepower and a maximum torque of 568 pounds to the rear axle via a 7-speed dual clutch gearbox.
which sounds like a birthday treat treat in itself. And his garage, Takashi, now hosts a lot of expensive models, including another McLaren, the 750s, a pink splatter Lamborghini, a red Rolls Royce, a colorful Chevrolet Tahoe, and a Bentley Continental GTC. Why the fuck do you have so many cars? You don't need all that. You don't need all that. Dude, get two. Keep it moving. And about this little, and about this giving money out, and that's cool. I work on my birthday. You can give me some money. Sometimes I work on my birthday. You can give me some money. I like the gesture, but I think it's bullshit. Because if you really wanted to do it, you really, in my opinion, you don't put the shit on social media. You just do it. Don't film yourself doing a charitable work. Just do it. If you want to give $10,000 to kids walking down the street, which I wouldn't do it that way. I can do that in a second. Don't film yourself doing it because it seemed like it's set up just to get people to like you. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Like Nike logo says, you just do it. You don't have to put a show on and do it. You dig what I'm saying? How about this? You want to give out money a lump sum? Start giving to charity. There's a lot of plenty of children charities out there for underprivileged kids and adults and so forth. One lump sum. Do it that way. Do it on a low low. You don't have to put a video, hey, look, I'm giving out money because I got money. And to me, there's something behind that. I don't think it's genuine. But that's just my opinion, folks. I don't think it's genuine that he's doing it. Anytime you got to videotape yourself doing a charitable act and posting it up and all that, it's not genuine. Just do it. And no one really has to know about it. You can just do it. Business as usual. But you posting it, look what I'm doing. I'm giving this because I got this money. I'm giving it to people. Just not too long ago, I read on this show, your stinking ass was halfway damn near bankrupt. Then you got some money, you want to give this shit away, buy all these fucking cars. What the fuck is wrong with you? The hell is wrong with you? Think, this is what comes to the young cat. Invest in something. Lay low. Put in another stream, stream of revenue, stream of income, whatever. Do something but what you're doing. If you want to give it away in charity, one lump sum, then write a check out and just do it and keep it moving. You're doing this in cash and all this stuff and doing it on camera. It's a clown move, and it's just, to me, it's just a setup for publicity, period. I think doing it genuinely without no one knowing, then I'm like, all right, man, he did that from the bottom of his heart. But if you got to get the cameras on, you just showing, giving out money and putting it on camera, to me, that's just you showing off and publicity. At the end of the day. Again, that's just my opinion, but that's how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? And how I feel about this is we're going to play some music before I come back and wrap things up here on this episode of NYPA Entertainment Radio. I'll be right back.
Look out, kid, cause your body, you can dance.
back to NYPA Entertainment Radio, folks. I have to apologize. This is it. Wrapping things up. We're going to come to the end of our show. I would like to thank everyone near and far for listening today live or on demand. Appreciate it. And remember, you catch this show every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Share, subscribe, download, share, comment, 5 stars. Yeah, I'm being biased. Best show around. Let everybody know about NYPA Entertainment Radio. Appreciate the love. And a little bit of hate out there. I know that you're jealous. You're jelly, as the kids say. You're jelly. Appreciate it. Be safe. Love one another. I'll see you next week live here at NYP Entertainment Radio. So with that being said, I hate to say goodbye, but
GB.
Yo, I'm not a preacher, I just like making good music. The show is over, the show is over. I think I'm paranoid from the weed, Lord. Can you help me please? Once more I drop to my knees. Tell me, Lord, how could it be? Blind to the rain I've never seen. Tell me, Lord, why isn't me? Is it cause I'm chasing dreams? Is it cause I'm chasing cream? Is it cause I'm close to each and every one of my enemies? Danger is my company, I swear I hate this industry. All women love the way I'm living. They know I'm unforgiving, heartless and deceiving. How am I still breathing? Scared of what I've seen, still scared of what I'm seeing. Making me pick and choose with win or lose. Even when I won, my mind is left battered and bruised. Choose. These niggas fruity like a pebble. I fly straight, I'm on my level. Sell your soul, deal with the devil. I'ma stay smoking this weed, man. The show is over, the show is over. It's over.
Having trouble finding the absolute meaning of life. Will I become a success? Can I find me a wife? These questions seem to get harder as they passing me by. But I won't give in to the pressure floating on cloud number 9. I'm just drifting away. These dreams keep me fueled to progress. This weight that I hold on my chest from packing on all of the stress. Throughout the daily grind, I escape to find a peace of mind. No wasting time, I need to climb up to the top to make this mine. Cause I control my destiny as I'm destined to be much more than the stars. Can I line the journey is dark, but I'll find a source of light to help distinguish the goods and the evil. The benign and the lethal, the opaque and the see-through. Won't let my demons conquer all that I've built from within. Present my past with my future ambitions through paper and pen. It's more than words in the story that I relay to you. My heart is stuck in a bind while searching for proof of certain truth. As if a beast while the wind is blowing and grass is growing. Ocean waters are flowing with these cups of liquor we pouring. As the summers get hotter, winters get colder, I stay a soldier. My mindset for the future's never been bolder. You need a shoulder to cry on, then you can lean on me. We all go through trials and tribulations throughout the lives we lead. The scars are they are reminders of battles that I've won. Lessons I've learned and rules that I broke to teach to my future son. Cause I'll be damned if he grows to be an illiterate, ignorant, and belligerent person who doesn't give a shit. That's all the question for me as long as I'm still breathing. Culture my morals of society as he begins teething. But if I have a girl, she'll be my diamond and my pearl. Regardless of the cold-hearted nature amongst this cruel world, I'm just looking to be enlightened in this day and age with knowledge and wisdom to help me through all the pleasure and pain.
The show is over, the show is over.